Tenakwe. Good morning. This is Waitea News. University of Auckland Māori Architecture Professor Anthony Huete says it's time for Aotearoa to become masters of wood rather than the world's largest exporter of raw logs. Professor Huete says revitalising New Zealand's wood processing sector will alleviate timber supply chain problems and create new jobs to support regional communities, especially Māori, who make up 40% of the current forestry workforce. He says there's huge potential in both the export and domestic markets for engineered products like cross-laminated timber, which he has used extensively in his London-based property development business, Game of Architecture.
It's solid panels like plywood, but instead of being 20 mils thick, it's more like 230 mils, and you can use computers and cut the stuff off-site, bring it in. It's pretty simple labour. You can stand it up, and you can make walls and housing out of solid timber.
Professor Huete says there are only two housing manufacturers in the Southern Hemisphere, so there is a huge export opportunity. One of this year's Harkness Fellows says she's keen to use the scholarship to advance her work in Māori health. Louise Davis-Kuraya from Ngāpui Ngāti Manu Ngāi Taiki Tamaki is currently the Health Ministry's Chief Advisor on Māori Crown Relations after cutting her teeth working for Māori health organisations including Te Taitokoro Mapo and the Ngāti Hine Health Trust. She'll spend her time in New York studying Indigenous healthcare systems and how policy and legislation can be informed by Indigenous thinking. Ms. Kuraya says health systems are grappling with how to tackle embedded racism.
We are in a once-in-a-generational transformation, and I can say that having been part of the very early dreaming of that, as I said, 30 years ago, under the mentorship and guidance of Rob Cooper, amongst others here in Te Taitokoro. And being able to give some effect to that through this Harkness Fellowship is really exciting.
Louise Davis-Kuraya. Auckland kicks off Matariki celebrations this evening with a Vector Light display on the Harbour Bridge, which will run every half hour for the 10 nights of the festival. Council spokesperson Atahua Papa says the theme is Ahikā and the resilience of Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, the iwi manaaki for this year's festival. The centre of the city will also be lit up with various light installations by Māori artists, including Graham Tibene's giant Waharoa Te Wehenga at the intersection of Queen Street and Shortland Street, where the Waihura 2 met the Waitemataha.
If you're standing on the waterside looking up, you see the realm of Tāne Mahuta, because that's where you're going into. And if you're standing on the hillside looking down towards the Waitemataha, then you'll see the realm of Tangaroa. So it's pretty cool and it's pretty awesome.
The official Matariki celebration starts with Umukohu Kohu Fetu ceremony at Bastion Point Takapalawha on Friday, which is a public holiday. An interactive locator map's been added to the Our Auckland Council website, showing where and when Matariki-related events are happening. And e hoa mā. That's Waitea News, always available on waiteanews.com.